The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take Two Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to 1 hour of Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. My name is Dr. Natalie Gailey, and I will be your host for this hour's show. I am a board-certified doctor of chiropractic and clinical thermography technician at the Take Two Healthcare Clinic. We are located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue, and you can reach us on the web at www.taketwohealthcare.com. That's with the number two. And our phone number at the office is 937-433-3241. This is a live show, so you are, all the listeners out there, you are more than welcome to call in, ask me any health-related questions that you have on your mind or that someone that you may know is wondering about. And the phone number to call in to the show is 937-457-1290. That's 937-457-1290, and we will be here till noon to answer all of your questions. So hopefully we can help a few of you out today. Again, my name is Dr. Natalie Yaley. I'm a board-certified doctor of chiropractic and clinical thermography technician. We are the only clinic in the Dayton area that provides thermography. Thermography is another tool used to detect breast cancer without the use of radiation or compression. We are offering 10% off all thermography services this month of April. So if you want to get in, if you've never had a thermogram done, or you need another test to back up an abnormal mammogram or ultrasound, thermography is a great tool to use along with the other diagnostic tools that you're currently using. And I'm going to get more into thermography because it's kind of like our little, one of the little niches that we have at the office. Because like I said, we are the only clinic in the Dayton area that provides thermography. And pricing, it's usually $160 for a thermography imaging series to be done. And that includes your report and also an office visit to go over your report with me. But the next closest clinic is in Cincinnati, and they charge close to $300. So it is a great price that we offer here to, well, not just our Dayton residents. We get people from all over that come in and do the thermography imaging. And it's really easy to do. It's about a 20-minute procedure. What you do is you sit in a room for about 15 minutes. The room is a specific temperature, okay? It's about 68 degrees all the time. And the reason why you sit in the room for about 15 minutes before the imaging is done is so you can acclimate to that room temperature, because when you come in, you're usually a little bit warmer than that. So at the end of the 15 minutes, your body, the camera, and everything in the room is the exact same temperature. And when I come in to do the images, what the camera detects is any heat given off by the body that is warmer than that. And the heat that is given off can be from blood vessels, can be hormonal related, can be from inflammation. And so what we'll see is we'll see this abnormal output of heat if there is something underlying. There was a great article. It was actually a hilarious article that I came across in the Cosmopolitan's UK version. And I found it online. So you could probably just type in Cosmopolitan Magazine UK thermography article, and it'll come up. And it was written by a 26-year-old female, and it was about her thermography experience done in November of 2017. And I thought it was really interesting because, I mean, thermography is not new. It has been approved by the FDA since 1982 as another tool used to detect breast cancer. However, insurance doesn't cover it. Your medical doctors do not perform it. And so a lot of people really don't even know about it. They don't even know that it's an option out there for women. And it's actually the perfect option for younger women and also women with dense breasts. The reliability of mammography is actually very poor in women with dense breasts. And I'm going to go over some really interesting facts about that a little bit later. But right now, back to the article that I came across. This author decided to get a thermogram because her mom was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 47. And it was an estrogen dominant diagnosis. And when her mom was diagnosed, they told the mother that it would be best if your daughter would start getting mammograms at the age of 18, just because you have been diagnosed at such a young age. It would be beneficial for your daughter to start getting mammograms at 18. That's too young, by the way. So the author goes on and she talks about, she got to the age of 18, but never received anything in the mail. No one followed up with her. So she just kind of let it go by. But she did end up going on the birth control pill. And she went on it for her own reasons. And she has been on the birth control pill now since she was 18. And she's now 26 years old and she's writing this article. And she says to herself, she's been plugging herself for the best part of a decade with the very hormones that gave her mom cancer, because she had a follow-up with an OBGYN to renew her birth control pill, and her OBGYN said, you should not be on this pill. The birth control pill has a ton of estrogen in it, and this woman was on the pill since she was 18, so about 8 years. She was on this, and her risk of breast cancer was already high. And on top of that, she was taking in all this estrogen. Well, anyways, the article gets funny because her explanation of thermography and her experience is she puts humor to it. And it's a good article to read. But I liked her explanation because it put it in layman's terms. And I want to read it to you because some people are still confused about what thermography actually is. And how she described her explanation was that thermography isn't what a doctor with all the lingo would call a diagnostic tool, and that the consultant wouldn't be able to diagnose you then if there was cancer. What it can do, however, is identify patches of heat that are not mirrored in the other breast, as well as highlighting any symmetrical blood vessel patterns which may indicate a heavier blood supply to a potentially growing tumor. And the idea of a thermograph is that it uses infrared technology to detect heat changes inside the breast tissue, which could indicate the beginning of an abnormality. And she goes on, someone who came back with an abnormal result could then get these investigated diagnostically using MRI or ultrasound, perhaps, to discover whether there's actually anything to worry about. And then she ends with, it's all about early detection and prevention from developing into anything life-threatening. And I really liked her description because it put it in terms that were easy for people to understand. She talks about the review that she got and her thermobiological score that she got for each breast. Because when you do a thermogram, you're given a score for each breast based on a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest. And I really like the way that she explained the procedure and what it meant to her, and the fact that she's so young that this is the perfect tool for her because it is perfectly safe for her, especially since she has a strong family history of breast cancer at a younger age. And when you are young, your breast tissue is more dense. So like I said before, the reliability of a mammogram is not going to be that great. And there's lots of numerical facts about that that I'll get into later on. But the another good thing that she talked about is that it's all about early detection and prevention. And what I go over a lot when I do the radio show is that, because I want all the listeners out there to think about when they go in for an exam or they go in for some diagnostic test, if you are given a diagnosis, or even if you're not given a diagnosis. So say you went in and you got a mammogram and you said everything, and they said everything looks good, see you in a year. What are you doing in the meantime to prevent cancer the next year? So it's great that you get these tests done, but what else can you do in between screening periods to prevent getting the disease that you are trying to prevent in the first place? And that's really where the type of work that our clinic does can really benefit a lot of people. We work a lot with people on their lifestyle and nutrition and supplement deficiencies or vitamin deficiencies based off of blood testing. There's lots of things that you can do in between screening periods of no matter what tests you're getting done to prevent the disease that you are, you know, initially trying to prevent. And there's a really good quote that I got from a doctor also from the UK. And he says, even at 100% accuracy, a positive diagnosis can only ever confirm that you already have cancer. Similarly, a negative diagnosis only confirms that you don't have the cancer today, not that you won't have cancer tomorrow. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is that it's all about prevention. You know, October rolls around and breast cancer prevention is huge. There's a lot of money that goes into it. But on top of that, you know, women just think that getting a mammogram is all they need to do to, quote unquote, prevent breast cancer. But there's more to it. There's lots of lifestyle changes that you can make every single day to prevent diseases. And there are simple things too, like drinking more water, taking vitamin D, taking vitamin C, eating lots of vegetables. I mean, there's lots of things out there, but the restrictions and guidelines for people differ from person to person. And that's really where a personalized plan comes into play, which is what we do at our office. An individualized plan is what the healthcare system needs these days, because people are on different medications, people live in different areas, they're exposed to different chemicals on a daily basis, and what may work for you will not be the same thing that works for your neighbor. And that's really where the individualized testing comes in to see exactly what you need. And the testing that I'm talking about is, you know, different blood tests that you can run to determine what deficiencies you have or what toxicities you have. And so the reason why I wanted to talk a little bit about that is because it kind of coincides with the thermography. The thermography is a great tool used to detect the activity of inflammation, which is what cancer is. Cancer is inflammation in the body that has gotten out of control if it has progressed to that level. So we are headed to a short break right now, but we will return in just a few moments. Don't tune away. We'll be answering your phone calls as well. I see we have a couple people on hold. Again, the number to call in here is 457-1290. Please feel free to call in this hour with any health-related questions you have. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. For years now, you've heard the conversations I've had with Keller Williams realtor Richard Herbst. I've seen firsthand the success Richard has had. There was a home in my neighborhood on the market for 3 years. I saw so many signs in the yard, and then Richard came in, and it sold in a month. Now, there's no silver bullet, magic pill, or voodoo involved. Like Richard and I have talked about, it's all about the preparation, putting together a plan, and then executing. He prices the home right, usually has a standing list of qualified buyers, brings the buyers and sellers together, and then takes care of all the details so nothing goes wrong, what ends up being a win-win deal. Now, if you're frustrated trying to sell your home, you want to take advantage of a robust local real estate market, or if you're facing a sudden change in circumstances like a job relocation, call my friend Richard Herbst at Keller Williams, 937-477-1411. He also has an interactive website at teamherbst.com. That's teamherbst.com. Like I've been telling you, I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst. Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. As you may well know by now, I threw out all my brushes and rollers years ago. I will never lift a paintbrush again because of University Painters. At one point in time, I actually thought I could paint. No way, though. Not ever again. A professional paint job really makes a difference. And I can see the results every day throughout my home, living room, family room, even my man cave basement. So when I needed the exterior of my home painted this year, do you think I went shopping for ladders? No, I did what you should do. I called Chris at University Painters, 630-3800. Chris came out, gave me a complete estimate, and got me on the schedule. Now, speaking of which, the schedule's filling up, so you need to call Chris yourself at 630-3800 and get your free estimate and take advantage of the spring special of 50% off all paint and materials. Have your home really pop after the toll weather's taken on it, and leave the scraping, the patching, the caulking, and of course the painting to the pros. My friends at University Painters. Call today, 630-3800, or go online, universitypainters.com.
Hi, Pete Kasuja here in Old North Dayton, where my wife Shirley and I started our garden center in 1963, and now we have customers who come to us every year from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The reason for such loyalty is because they know that we have thousands of shade trees, fruit trees, weeping trees, dwarf trees, evergreens, and flowering shrubs, all ready to load. We also have 16 greenhouses where we grow thousands of bonsai trees and indoor plants and garden plants, berry and fruit plants, and don't forget our green mat grass seed. So today, mow in May. We're about a mile east of the Stanley Avenue exit on I-75, so come out to 1309 Brant Pike and be dazzled.
Chuck, what we realized was your plan gives us peace of mind because we have a guarantee never to lose money against the market again.
So that means security for us. Our accounts grow tax-free, and we can access our money tax-free. What more could you possibly want?
Chuck Oliver of The Hidden Wealth Solution will get your retirement on track. Visit retirementprotected.com. That's retirementprotected.com.
At Jeff Schmidt Auto Group, we have 7 state-of-the-art service facilities. All 7 locations have modern waiting areas with free amenities. Or drop off your car and drive off in one of our complimentary loaner vehicles. If you're too busy to come in on a weekday, schedule a Saturday appointment or use one of our 24/7 drop boxes. Your car will be taken care of by one of our certified technicians who are always kept up with the latest training. From an oil change to a major collision, come to Jeff Schmidt Auto Group and experience the advantage.
Scattered showers and maybe a few thunderstorms for today. High temperatures topping out around 70 with breezy conditions. Rain likely for tonight. We'll keep it mild. Lows in the mid-50s. Rain likely again on Sunday. Early highs around 60 with falling temperatures in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to this hour of an Ask the Experts weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I will be here till noon to answer all your health-related questions. You can call us here at the I almost said at the office. I'm not at the office. I'm at the radio station. At the station at 937-457-1290. That's 937-457-1290. And we are going to go with a live caller we have here, Kathy from Beaver Creek. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
All right, how can I help you, Kathy?
I have a question on using cortisone cream. Can it thin your skin? And can you speak about the good or bad benefits of it?
Well, what are you using it for? Who prescribed it to? Your dermatologist?
No, it's over the counter.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like for itchy areas or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works, usually most of the time. Can it thin your skin? It depends. That's probably a variable from person to person. You'll notice on the cream that you have, it'll tell you how many days to use it up until. You don't want to use it every day for a long period of time. I'm not sure of what other side effects that you could get from that if you do use it for extended period of time. Usually with cortisone cream, you should notice whether or not it will work for your condition after the first day of use. I've actually used some on my son when he had a really bad case of eczema just on the back of his neck, but it cleared up in a day or two. However, the thing to really ask yourself is, what is the skin issue you have and what caused it? So you obviously want to get down to that instead of relying on using the cortisone cream every time.
Well, I have dermatitis.
Okay, and how long have you had that?
20 years.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the cortisone cream will help relieve some symptoms every now and then, but you really need to get down to why you have dermatitis and what's causing it.
Okay, and could I ask, hyaluronic acid is being put in a lot of body creams now. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, hyaluronic acid, we use it a lot actually for joint support. But it also helps your skin retain its elasticity as well. So it's not a bad thing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. So now we're going to go to Cindy from Dayton. Again, everybody, the phone number to call in here is 937-457-1290. Give us a call, and hopefully I'll be able to help you out today. Cindy from Dayton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, a little bit.
I have like overgrowth of yeast infections. I'm a cancer survivor, and it's been going on ever since 2014 when I had chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like under my breasts, under both arms, my both groins, you know, everywhere. Like that, I have this overgrowth of yeast infections, and it's actually turned into hidradenitis suppurativa called HS under my right arm, which it tunnels and it bleeds and it oozes. And they say that the only way to get rid of it is with this really radical surgery where they cut all this stuff out of your armpit, you know, all that meat out of your armpit. I was wondering if you knew anything to help me.
Yes, and actually, I'm so sorry, Cindy. We do have to cut to a short break. I'm just going to put you on hold, but I'm going to answer your question and get you back online right when we get back, okay? So hold on for me. All right,
okay.
Everybody. Well, don't turn away. We'll be right back. You're listening
How
to
long
Dr.
Is
Natalie
your break?
Haley.
Okay, thanks.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story we're following this hour, the reaction spilling in about Syria. We'll give you the latest coming up.
We're tracking rain showers for the weekend and a drop in temperatures. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic. Right now, we're checking things out on those freeways for you as well as the service streets. Not seeing any major accidents out there, but we're seeing more rain on the radar about to come. We'll give you a look at that in just a moment, but remember to be careful out there. And our top story, the Pentagon describing the strikes on Syria last night as precise, overwhelming, and effective. The strike carried out by the U.S., France, and the U.K. was in response to a chemical weapons attack on civilians carried out by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Pentagon officials told reporters 105 weapons were used on three targets, saying the result will cripple President Bashar al-Assad's chemical weapons program for years. At this point, officials say they are not aware of any civilian casualties.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Right now, the U.N. Security Council is sharing their reaction to the strikes on Syria. You can listen to that live on our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and search for WHIO Radio. In Cincinnati, it's a story we're following. A teen is dead after asphyxiating from the way he was pinned in the back of a minivan. 16-year-old Kyle Plush called 911 twice, but cops were unable to locate him in time.
A deputy did find a van, but did not see anybody inside. At this point, it is not clear if that was Plush's van or a different one. The dispatcher who took the second call is now on administrative leave.
That's News Center 7's James Brown. A story we've been following out of Warren County. The trial for a former high school cheerleader accused of killing her newborn won't start Monday as originally planned.
Both prosecutors and lawyers for Brooke Schuyler Richardson are appealing a judge's decision on her medical records. The defense cites doctor-patient privilege. The court says the appeal could take as long as 8 months, and that would push Richardson's trial back, maybe even into next year.
WHIO's Amy Frederick says Richardson has pleaded not guilty to charges. She gave birth to an infant in May, killed the baby girl, and buried her in the backyard of the Carlisle family home. Let's get a look at our forecast with meteorologist Josh Poland.
Rain showers likely by late this morning, and we could see a few thunderstorms. Scattered showers and storms possible this afternoon. Breezy and warm with a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar showing a wall of rain stretching just to the west of Dayton all the way through our area. That's about to work its way over into where we are. We're seeing things are clear still from our studio here on South Main Street in Dayton, but all of us could be in the market for some rain within the next hour or so. Right now, 57 in Troy, 69 in Springfield, 62 in Dayton at 11:33. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
This is Larry Hanskin. I met Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Realty 5 years ago over coffee at a restaurant in Miller Lane. I think we spent more time talking sports that day than we did real estate. Well, that day launched the conversation that we've had here on the radio about how Richard Herbst has consistently sold more than 100 homes a year, year after year, in a tough market. And now, when the Dayton real estate market is seeing exceptional selling prices and a lot of happy buyers, too. And as our friendship has developed, I've learned about Richard's passion for his hometown community, Van Vandalia, where he's active in the Rotary and other groups. But I also know he sells homes all over the Miami Valley and all kinds of homes, $400,000 plus to starter homes. The bottom line, if you want to sell your home, I am confident Richard Herbst can help you do just that. Call him today at 477-1411. I spotted it then, and I can still spot a winner now when I see one. Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Realty. Make sure you give him a call today at 477-1411.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. My name is Dr. Natalie Ailey, and I'll be your host until noon today. So give us a call here at 937-457-1290, and I'll be here to answer all your health-related questions. So we are going to go back to Cindy from Dayton. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for holding. I can hear you much better now, too. All right, so the lesions that you had, I had a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you first. Did you do chemotherapy after your cancer? Okay. Were you put on any immunosuppressive drugs after that?
No.
Any hormone replacement therapy?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So this occurred after the cancer and after the chemo and everything?
And it started tunneling during the chemo. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Towards the end of it.
Okay, well, there's
a couple... Now it's so bad that it's difficult even to move, lift my arm.
Really? Yeah, I was looking actually up the different stages. It looks like there's a stage 1, 2, and 3. In stage 3, the actual lesions can be the size of golf balls. They're not that big, right?
Almost, probably.
Really?
About half that size, maybe.
Okay, okay. Well, obviously... You know, from what I do, from my standpoint, I would run an entire blood panel on you to see where the inflammation levels are right now, in other areas of deficiencies that are occurring in your body, especially since your history with the chemotherapy. You know, you kill a lot of those healthy cells too. So there is a protocol that you can try. You could probably try it for about 2 or 3 weeks to see if that helps at all. One of the first things that I would recommend is a good probiotic. And you can go with whatever serving suggestion they have on the bottle. Just take whatever it suggests. So it'll either be 1 or 2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure that none of these supplements that I'm recommending for you have any soy in them, colors, dyes, or artificial sweeteners, okay?
Yeah.
So a good probiotic, also a supplement called lauricedin.
What is that?
It's called lauricedin, lauricidin. We use it a lot in our office. It is an antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. You'll see it at a health food store under monolaurin. They're the same thing, but monolaurin is less potent. I would want you to try the lauricedin and take 3 scoops a day of that. The actual supplement is about the size of sunflower seeds. So the scoop is real small. You just put it in your hand and take it down with water. I would also recommend about 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C. You may even benefit from more than that. The only side effect of taking too much vitamin C is diarrhea. So if you get that, just back down a little bit. Vitamin D, 5,000 I use a day. And then dietary-wise, go off all dairy. Anything cream-based. Cream-based soups, cream-based salad dressings.
I'm on the paleo diet right now, so I am off all dairy.
Okay, good. And be sure you read your labels. Make sure there's no whey. Or casein or anything like that. Just stay away from the dairy. And then make sure you're getting at least 64 ounces of water daily.
Now, what about that B? Did you say B and how many I use?
5,000.
5,000.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, if you got your blood tested, you'd see how deficient you were. You may need more vitamin C in particular. But these are just some suggestions that you can start with.
Yeah.
So okay. I would give that a good try. Do it for a solid, 3 weeks. See if you notice anything at all. We can get more aggressive, obviously, if we have more information like blood work and more about your history and everything. But that's just some general guidelines you can go by.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay. I appreciate the information.
Oh, you're
welcome.
I
try everything. I mean, I try everything.
Okay. Okay. Well, let us know if you need anything. Just give us a call at the office, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. So now we are on to Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Let's see. I have some circulatory issues, and I've been hearing about chelation therapy. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. It's a fancy term for detoxing heavy metals.
Correct.
I'm not sure what type of circulatory issues you're having. Chelation therapy, you can do it orally, also IV. Obviously, the best thing to do if you're interested in doing something like that is always test first. Always do a therapy where there is a testing method first, because you want a before and after picture, right?
Correct.
There's a lot of detoxing things that you can buy over the counter or online that can be very dangerous if you do them too much too fast. So it's always important to test first to see where you're at right now. Things to rule out before doing chelation therapy would be liver inflammation or kidney inflammation, because those are two of the main organs that do a lot of the detoxing. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So that would be my first thing if you're considering doing that. Obviously, make sure that you're safe enough to do that, or that you're not, there's no contraindications for you. And there's different things on the market that people have used to detox. Safely, we use a supplement called Chlorella. It's a natural chelator, perfectly safe to take every day. My patients usually take around 2 to 6 per day, depending on the exposure of metals that we see in their testing results. So that's a perfectly safe one that you can take. Other natural chelators are like magnesium. Vitamin C is a good one. You want to take anything to support the liver as well. So, but like I said, Scott, I wouldn't do any sort of chelation therapy, especially if you're having, if your circulatory issues are due from cardiac stress or cardiac inflammation. You just want to be sure that it's safe for you to do before trying that out.
Okay, I went to one place to try to be a candidate for that, and they told me I had too much protein in my kidneys to be a candidate for it.
Okay. So, yeah, here again, if your kidneys aren't healthy enough, they're not going to want you to do anything. So, I mean, it could be very aggressive. I'm not sure what type of program they have, but there are some people that end up in the hospital from detoxing too much.
And that's what? That's IV chelation?
We do it orally. But there is IV chelation therapies that people have done as well.
Okay, and you're talking about the EDTA, right?
Yes, that. Well, what we usually start with is a chlorella, also magnesium, and a few others. EDTA, or we also use one called DMSA. That works very well. And in fact, we have a lot of case studies on our website that show before and afters if you want to look at those too. You can go to www.take2healthcare.com. And I think there's one called Heavy Metals. And there's also an Alzheimer's one on there too, that where the patients did chelation therapy and it pulled out a lot of the lead and a lot of the mercury.
Now, tell me if I'm thinking right. When you do chelation, it pulls out the heavy metals out of the plaque in your veins, and then it also flushes out some of the plaque also.
That's a really hard one to answer, because there's really no tool used to give that accurate of a statement, to be honest with you, because there's lots of things that can help thin the blood to reduce plaquing in the arteries. You could take something as simple as vitamin C, and that can help. Fish oil can help. So it's really hard to say, you know, when you do chelation therapy, that that alone is what contributed to the decrease in plaque in the arteries. If you had a before and after test, like I said, it just depends on other factors. Are you on medications? Are you taking other supplements? What's your lifestyle? You know, all of that. What's your diet? So there's a lot more that goes into it.
Okay. You don't do IV chelation at your place, do you?
Correct. We do it orally.
You do it orally. Okay, and is there any reason why you don't do it IV-wise?
We do it orally because we do it over an extended period of time. So the cycles that we do actually ends up being about 2 months long. It's a much slower way of doing it, but it's a much more safer way of doing it versus okay. The IV is a lot more aggressive.
Yes, that's why here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very
much.
Well,
thank you, Scott, for calling in. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we are on now to Glenn from Beaver Creek. How are you doing today, Glenn?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, my wife has been fighting fibromyalgia, and I heard you address that once, and I didn't catch it, so I was wondering how you do treat it.
Yeah, so fibromyalgia can be very tough to treat. Oftentimes, it is a diagnosis made by exclusion. So,
yes.
You know, basically they've said, we don't see anything wrong, or no, I shouldn't say wrong, but there's no specific diagnosis, therefore fibromyalgia it is. So she's probably in a lot of pain every day. With fibromyalgia patients, we always do comprehensive testing first because no fibromyalgia patient is the same as another one. But I can give you some examples of things that have come back in testing results of patients with fibromyalgia when we treat the cause of the pain or of the inflammation, then they see a reduction of pain every day that they were having. So oftentimes, especially in women, I always look at the ferritin levels. Ferritin is your backup supply for iron. It's very, very common that it's too high. Too high of iron can actually end up storing in other organs, especially the liver. So there's different protocols we use to treat that, and one is just donating blood. So that's a common finding that we see in fibromyalgia patients. Also thyroid, they've probably ruled out hypo or hyperactive thyroid. But for a lot of times, what I tell people is just because you don't have the diagnosis of, say, an underactive thyroid, doesn't mean that if the thyroid is acting just a little bit underactive, maybe your wife is just more sensitive to that. For example, low vitamin D levels, that could be another thing that she's experiencing. If she's low in vitamin D and you're low in vitamin D, she might be a little bit more sensitive to that deficiency than you. So here again, it's all about some of the things that we would test for to specifically see what she's deficient in or what she's toxic in that is causing the inflammation levels to be so high, contributing to her pain. So blood testing would be the first route I would go. Also, since you guys are local, I would suggest doing PEMF therapy that we offer at our office. It stands for Pulsed Electron Magnetic Frequency, and it's a therapy we use that helps circulate the blood and provide better range of motion for the joints.
Okay, that sounds good. How do you get an appointment with your office?
You can just give us a call. Our phone number is
433-3241. 3241. Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Glenn, for calling in.
Yes.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. And I appreciate all the callers. This is so fun when you guys participate in the show. I know everybody else likes it, too. So we are headed to a short break. We'll be right back. I have really interesting and fun case studies to share with you when we get back from the break. Don't tune away. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yale on AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Okay, let's start this. George Levitt radio ad, take one.
Coming soon, Miami Valley, the greatest candidate you'll ever meet.
What? Stop! 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 This is all wrong. Who hired this guy? I can do it. This is conservative Republican George Lovett, and I'm running for state rep. Slick ads aren't my style. Let me just tell you who I am. We'll call it the George Lovett story. My family owned a bait shop. I delivered worms. I know hard work and getting my hands dirty. Now I'm a small business owner. I've seen government get in the way of job creation. I'm a leader in my church. I care about protecting the unborn, and I'm proud to be endorsed by Ohio Right to Life. That's it. I'm George Lovett, the conservative Republican running for state rep.
That's George Lovett for.
Enough already. They get it.
Paid for by Lovett for Ohio.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
What's happening here?
Ma'am, over here. So how did you do it?
Yeah, how did you pull it off?
How did I pull what off?
The incredible deal.
What?
The chicken, ma'am. The chicken.
Oh, that. I just went to Lee's.
When you bring home Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, it'll make you feel famous, especially now with our Surf and Chirp lunch combo. 4 shrimp, 1 breast strip, side biscuit and drink for only $6.49. Good at any one of our Dayton and Springfield locations. Lee's, famous for chicken.
Buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires now through May 7th, and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Plus, use your Grismer credit card account and increase your reward to $100. Bridgestone, our tires are built to come through in the clutch. Cards issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, under license from Visa USA Inc. Can be used everywhere Visa debit is accepted. Expiration applies. Get a prepaid card of $100 when you use your new or existing CFNA credit card account. See participating retailers for details. Subject to credit approval. Available at any Grismer Tire location or GrismerTire.com.
Get your Grismer. We'll fix it right.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor Zero Turn Mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time.
Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life. Save up to $500 during the Raptor season sales event through April 16th at Heil Brothers Lawn and Garden Equipment. 2218 Wilmington Pike, Kettering. Call 256-3500.
Off and on showers and thunderstorms for us today. Breezy and mild with highs pushing 70. Rain likely tonight, could be heavy at times, low 57. More rain in the forecast for Sunday. Early high of 60 with falling temperatures in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the last part of the show. You are listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, And I am having a baby next month, so I will be thumbs up to the producers over there. I won't be back on the show for a couple weeks, so I hope you don't miss me too much. But to end the show, I wanted to go over a few case studies. Actually, they're not case studies, they're micro case studies, because I just wrote a little blurb that I wanted to share with you guys, because we have had one heck of a year so far at our office. We have seen so many people get better, and I wanted to share with you a few of the stories here before the show ends. My favorite one is a 70-year-old diabetic male patient who started his program on February 21st, sent me a notification on April 5th, 6 weeks later. He has lost 14 pounds on the specific diet I made for him. See, he lives alone. He eats out a lot. So we looked at the menus together of places that he typically eats, and I went through, told him what he can and cannot order and how to order it. Like I said, everybody's individualized plan needs specific guidelines. So he has not been retested yet. He is to be soon, but I was really happy to hear that from him. Another 61-year-old female patient of mine has lost 34 pounds on the program. She started August 28th of 2017, and it has been 7 months, and she has been steadily losing about 4.8 pounds a month. It doesn't sound like a lot, but if she keeps that going, she is losing this weight while she's getting her body healthier while being on the program, and that's the best part about that. Another 73-year-old patient actually was in yesterday. She told me that she had knee surgery a couple weeks ago. She is on no medications. She has been coming to our office for 11 years now. She goes to work the next day after being sent home from the hospital. Here's a question to ask. Where will you be in 11 years? And where are you now? See, when she started, her blood work was not perfect. But she's 73 now, and she can get knee surgery and be right back on her feet when she's done with it. And they were really surprised about that, the medical doctors were. A 42-year-old male ex-military patient of mine came in to me for chiropractic. He had been experiencing radiation down his right arm, so he had numbness in two of his fingers. He had had this going on for over 10 years. He got 4 adjustments. The radiation's gone. He told me that yesterday. And then the last one I want to share with you, a 61-year-old patient with diverticulitis had a flare-up in February. She had some blood work done. Her C-reactive protein and ESR were really high. These are inflammatory markers that you can test in the blood. Her C-reactive protein was 42. It needs to be under 4.9. 42, and the ESR was 23. That one needs to be under 10. Let's see. This patient was put on a special diet we used. We cut out foods with a high glycemic index, as well as put her on a supplement protocol. She retested 3 weeks later. Her CRP dropped from 42 to 1.4, and the ESR dropped from 23 to 9. That is a lot of inflammation that went away in just 3 weeks. And the thing is that these people aren't guessing at what to do. They're getting advice from us based off testing results. We don't guess at what they need to do either. We test to find out. And that's the most important thing that you can do. It saves you time and saves you money in the long run. That's all I can say about that. While I've been in the studio over this past hour, I got a message on my phone from my brother saying that they are listening at home, and it is my nephew's first birthday party today, so I wanted to give him a shout out, wish him a very happy birthday party day. His birthday was actually, I believe, on Thursday, so we will be celebrating with him today. So happy birthday, Rafe. And I appreciate everybody tuning in to this hour of the show. We are here every week. We are live at the studio. We appreciate all the call-ins that we have. If you missed the show, you can always listen to the podcast online from our website or WHIO's website. And I guess that's my sign off here. I didn't hear that my headphones aren't working very well today. But anyways, I will see everybody in a couple weeks. Enjoy your weekend. Stay dry out there. And we'll see you next week here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Have a great day.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.